Bliss sat at a table where she could see the window, back to the wall, computer open, coffee within reach. It was just another day at Starbucks, or would have been if not for the job. She checked the time on her phone, then looked up to watch the street. He appeared at 2 p.m., just like her contact said he would. Guy in a shirt and tie, slacks, black shoes. Except he looked rumpled, not professional. Another office mouse who was sick of the rat race. He had a backpack slung over one shoulder and a morose expression on his face. He crossed the street, walked inside the Starbucks, and placed his order. 5 minutes later, he was at a table, laptop open, coffee and muffin at his side. He pulled out a Wi-Fi device and powered it on. Bliss quickly sent a jamming signal to the device and then replicated the network on her own system. Then she waited for him to connect. And bingo, right into her trap. He logged on to his Wi-Fi, unaware anything was wrong. "Oh, goody," she murmured as his hard drive unfolded in front of her. All his files, all his work, right there for the taking. And take she would. She hit the keys to start the transfer and then took a sip of her coffee. She didn't know why Mr. Jones, his name totally wasn't Jones, wanted this guy's files. But when the government came calling, she did the work. They didn't pay as much as the private sector, but they still paid well. Plus, she was helping the CIA keep sensitive information off the streets. She didn't know what this guy was trying to sell, but she didn't need to know. Get the contents of the hard drive, hand it over, get paid.
Sky, I need to see you. Please. Bliss. Sky Hacker Kelly stared at the message on his laptop before snapping it closed with a growl. Why had he clicked it? Why? It had been in his inbox for a couple of days now. He'd been steadfastly ignoring it, though he hadn't been able to ignore the range of emotions it called up inside. Fury, hate, desire, rage, more rage, more hate, more desire. The desire was the maddening part. He got up and headed for the kitchen, intent on getting another beer and getting drunk before the night was over. He'd been over at Garrett Iceman Spencer's house with his Strike Team 1 and 2 teammates, drinking and having a good time. Except he hadn't been having all that great a time, mostly because Bliss's message was preying on his mind. The fact she'd messaged him at all, actually, because he still hadn't read it at that point. It took a lot of nerve to contact him after so long. After what she'd done. He hadn't taken 3 steps toward the kitchen when the doorbell rang. It was almost 10 o'clock at night. It could be Mrs. Ernst wanting to borrow a cup of sugar. The woman found an excuse to visit him every couple of days. Hell, she didn't even bake because she'd never once offered him a brownie or a cookie, even when she'd insisted that's what she needed the sugar for. He never had the sugar because he didn't cook, and he damned sure didn't bake. He went to the door and looked out the peephole. His heart stopped. Just stopped. A small figure stood on the other side. Dark, sleek hair, full lips, wide-set eyes, an air of innocence that was an absolute lie. He felt nothing at seeing that face. Nothing at all. And then he felt everything.